Do you use your powers for good? I don't. I utilize them for God, nurturing control and surrender in one fell swoop. I showed up, scooped up the best imagination, and a mansion was grown. Blessings of life shown, fancy tux, luxurious gown, God's gala event to be thrown. Your essence in a space makes it legendary. Sense and lace mistakes without fear or worry. No need to hurry, but when vision's blurry, navigation's blind, you miss the starry skies, defending lies is scary. Now it's time to stop and find beauty in the crimes of your heart. It's your duty to forgive and generate art. The message of your mess will bless countless people you will never meet. So greet them with a salute of honor by the way you live, the way you think, speak, and act. Look back on the countless resurrections gone to waste. If you hesitate, you wait. Here you are, born again, in every moment, consumed by transformation, heightened elation, full of integration. Welcome back to the much anticipated next episode of the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. My name is Jonathan Navi. I am your grateful host, excited to be back here in the booth with you, to be back here in the studio, ready to remind you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Let's get started. It is truly an honor to be back here with you today on this beautiful Sunday morning, as the date and time when these episodes are now being released, as we grab on to this new season, new energy, next phase of waking up and smelling the miracles on a weekly basis. It is time to recap previously on Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. Now, I don't mean that kind of recap. The episode is promptly named Recap because there is this concept that has been coming up called recapitulation. And if you look up that word, you'll find many different definitions. But the one that I am speaking to and from is from a shamanistic point of view. Recapitulation, in a nutshell, by my words, means to remove excess hooks that are tethered to your energy from your past. Now, a prime example is doing a recapitulation ceremony or practice with your exes, people that have taken energy from you, old bosses, people that demanded much of you, a place and time when your mind would invest so much energy on the past relationship, on the past job, on all the frustrations of school and whatever else life has brought you. It is time to not just call your energy back, but to cut cords from such things. Because today is a new day. And as I mentioned in the pre-intro, here you are born again. And I don't mean this from a religious state of mind. I do mean it from a metaphysical, practical way of being. Maybe I've used this example before, but I like to use the frustrations and the happy-goings of your day and compare it to an etch-a-sketch. And you just shake it up. You draw this picture and it's all crumbly and frustrating. And then you shake it up and now the canvas is blank for you to start over again to design exactly the thing that you want to design. It may not come out pretty the second time, so you can shake it up again. And you do it until your skill builds up and you get the results that you are looking for. So it is an honor to be in here today and to be able to play with the poetry, to channel some energy and some insights that I pray make it to the right ears. And once these tones, these words, these melodies hit those eardrums, may they be plant a powerful and empowering seed within you, listening, to allow you to clarify, to allow you to step into the energy that you desire to live in, to benefit not just you, because that is inevitability, but to benefit those around you, your community, and your world, just because you're there, just because you're doing the thing. Do the thing and be of service. Just because you're doing the thing that lights you up, somebody you may never meet, their lives may have been positively affected by you. Take away the may, their lives are definitely being positively affected by all the good that you do in your life. As you know, my name is Jonathan Navi, Navtej Luminous, the Cosmic Navigator. That being said, without getting too deep, I think it is important to look at the different definitions of recapitulation. And in order to do that, we must go back to a very sacred text titled The Art of Navigation by Felix Wolff. Now, the subtitle for that book is Travels with Carlos Castaneda and Beyond. And I don't believe we've spoken too much about Carlos Castaneda's work, which I do believe is very pivotal and important to this waking up and smelling of the miracles. So, let's go to the chapter Hunting the Spirit from the book The Art of Navigation, page 111. And let's just see if we can find a few key details that'll help us understand this aspect of recapitulation. Quote, recapitulation is a powerful technique a warrior uses to redeploy his energy to aid his navigation. It is a liberating and empowering exercise, greatly enhancing the navigator's awareness. Now, what does that mean? Your ability to navigate, your ability to navigate life, the miracles and the magic and the energy that is on the planet at the moment, destiny which tries to propel you towards a certain path that you have already agreed to. Now you must consciously say yes to the call before you can embark on this. Let's continue. Castaneda had put a particular emphasis on recapitulation, and I had been keen to get started. It entailed first making a list of all the people I ever met and interacted with, starting at the present. I went all the way back to my earliest memories and came up with 22 handwritten pages of names. I had done this already during the trip across the country from New York to Arizona, but had waited to do the actual recapitulation until my navigation led me to a place that was conducive to the task. The little cave felt ideal, and after creating a comfortable sitting spot, I began. Starting with the name at the top of the list, I made myself remember the most recent encounter with that person in as much detail as possible. Then, while inhaling in and fanning motion from left to right, I attempted to recover all the energy and emotions I had invested in the encounter. And while exhaling from right to left, I ejected all the energy and emotions that were projected into me at that time. I continued until the remembered scene was completely free of charge. Now listen to those words. Free of charge. What does that entail? What does that mean? I understand that what we're talking about is an energetic charge. An anger, a frustration, a longing, a yearning. That is a charge, right? So to remove that frees you up. It lightens you up. But let's listen to those words again. What is it costing you to not do these inventory exercises? Even in the chapter we just read, oh, I've done it before, but I waited to really do it, really go all in on the exercise until I was in a conducive space, until I was led, I was navigated by destiny, by spirit. to be in a conducive state to do the whole overhaul, because it really is a whole overhaul. The author, Felix Wolff, speaks about accidentally doing this recapitulation with his current partner, and it starts to remove the love and affection and communion that they two cultivate and hold. So it's important to realize that when you do these exercises, this recapitulation, you're basically doing a previously on my life. And based on what I just read, going from the most recent frustration, you know, I like to believe that you can make this work for you in your own way, because it doesn't lay out a step-by-step how to do. I'm sure you can find a step-by-step how to do online or anywhere else that has the instructions. But this lesson is about getting those seeds so that you can then make your own ritual, your own exercise, your own practice that releases the charges and the energies in your everyday life that we collect, so that you can be free, you can be light, and not be triggered by particular aspects of previously on my life, previously on your life. So this is your opportunity to really look at what has frustrated you in the past. Your old jobs, your old bosses, your old colleagues, your old coworkers, your old schoolmates, your old relationships. Not just the romantic ones, but the ones that you still carry a charge for from sixth grade, from high school. Friends you no longer talk to, you had a falling out with. There's still a charge there. Now, when you do this, it doesn't make you a heartless or cold person. What it does is remove the unnecessary triggers. Because let's say you weren't treated well in a past job, and you never resolve that in the sense of letting your spirit be free. Let's say 5 years pass, 7 years pass, you're in a new position, you're a superstar at your work, but because you didn't recapitulate, you still have these triggers that come up. The situation isn't the same, but something may trigger that injustice mechanism where your wrath can bring hellfire upon those that cross you, when the situation or circumstances didn't necessarily warrant that. And this isn't anybody's fault. This is just something to take a look at. And now that you're hearing these words, you have the tool to step into the recapitulation of things. So I'd like to share with you something that I've shared many times and continue to share. It is my free man invocation. Now it says man, but you can change the words for man or woman. I am the free man. No thing and no one has a tether on me and my soul. I release the past and I release the future, so all my magic may be harnessed here in the present moment to create and to serve God and the universe in the way that God has placed this desire in my heart to do so. As this particular vessel, as this particular person, an incarnation, an identity that is ever evolving and expanding. Now I just channeled a little extra at the end there. But this is a small, everyday invocation to recapitulate. Back to this passage, because it focuses on past sexual relationships. And I've noticed that humans tend to carry a shame or a guilt or an anger, or they don't. And the main difference is this perspective, this view on belief. And sometimes it happens naturally. It happens naturally that you shed away all your guilt and your shame, and you explode into this new incarnation, this free person that you were meant to be. And you own every aspect of your life because you love every aspect of your life. So let's get back to this passage. To get a head start in this exercise of energetic redeployment, Castaneda suggests it starting with all your sexual relationships, which hold the most energy. Skipping the present partner, because He didn't want to detach from her. He went to work. It was an amazing experience. After nearly 6 weeks of spending at least 4 hours per day in that cave, I felt like a changed person. With practice, the recollections got more and more vivid and nearly attained the reality of a lucid dream. I ended up reliving scores of relationships with unbelievable intensity. The recapitulation of sexual encounters was often so realistic, complete with tactile and olfactory sensations and arousals, that I kept feeling guilty of having betrayed the present partner when I came back from the cave. Sometimes I was reluctant to let go of the memory, exhaling all the emotions that my first big love had left in me, and inhaling and reclaiming all that I had projected into her was painful. It felt more dramatic and irreversible than when we burned all our love letters together in a solemn ceremony after our relationship had ended. After recapitulating her, all emotions were gone. I had a hard time even holding on to her mental image. It seemed irrelevant. All my memories of her were intact, of course, but they had been neutralized. Many years later, my second wife, Victoria, accidentally recapitulated me while we were still together. I wonder why she became this ex-wife. She did not know at the time that we were to skip the people we want to stay immediately involved with. As a result, our relationship was irreparably compromised and began to transform. Besides redeploying and clearing energy, recapitulating also affords precious insights into our behavioral patterns. I refrained from consciously analyzing my recollections, but it was unavoidable to see the predictability and repetitiveness of all my social maneuvers, to see again and again how most of my behavior was driven by insecurity and fear of loneliness was a humbling experience. There's a few key things in there that I find really important. You are a human being. You are a magical presence onto the planet. You are an anchor. So this isn't a clean wipe. This is where you sit down and make the judgments of who you desire to stay connected and tethered to in the present and to the past. And this is where it can get sticky and tricky, because our past is tethered to our identity. So you have to get to a place where you are surrendered to the fact that nobody escapes transformation and you are ready to ascend to this next phase of your life. But until then, you can use this as a practice to remove the stuff that still hurts you from past relationships, the stuff that still hurts you in your family lineage, and get to this neutral place. Not because you are a robot or an insensitive person that doesn't want to feel. It is because you want to function. You want to function greatly. You want to give your gift without these triggers and blocks. And newsflash, you're going to continue to have them your entire life, unless you don't. But in the meantime, here we are, and you get to choose. You get to decide what's next. Who are you? What's going to affect you? This is another level of emotional intelligence, EQ. I like to think that this embodies the health, wealth, love, self-expression, psychological, financial, emotional, spiritual, all of the above, so that you can truly have a handle on the wheel of your life. You are the captain of your ship, as it is often said. So let's continue with this conversation with a little channel, with a little poetry. Release and be at peace. Grease the wheels of authenticity. Reveal your truth and let it emulate and resonate far beyond your field of aura. Crown's already on your head and you're smelling quite floral. Explore all possibilities to own your calling. Fall in love with life. Take the tour of universal glory. Miracles is life literally. Your breath is sacred, forming realities for future generations. How strong is your maneuver? Cat reflexes, nothing to prove, huh? Just live and get energetically big. Tap into a humble grandiosity. grounded in the truth of your power. Release the full breath. You're still living. Hold the breath. Hover above your being. Third eye, optimal galactic seeing, full feeling, full healing. You are absolute divine art with dimensions, shadow worlds apart, creativity and creation. You're thought provoking. Instore the silence in my soul. Awaken my purpose. Fill in the God-shaped hole that tries to continue to tempt me astray. Gratitude shines from the smile on my face. Save grace, all the perfect timing that brought us here, here and now. No day like today rings over and over in the orchestra of my mind, a playing field to delight and build up. So let me ask you this. How will you deepen understanding? The adventure of finding yourself is not just exciting. Canvassing your life allows for grounding. Stop and take a listen to what you've been singing. Sign your contract. The world stage is waiting. No more numbing, hiding, or scaring your goals away. Blast through locked doors. Hooray! Let's take a breath. Take a breath right here. And take the time to assimilate what you've been listening to. These thoughts and ideas brought to you in an abundant basket full of feelings, emotions, questions. So take a breath right here and allow yourself to think on and to release. Just release any and all thoughts that you've had about this communication thus far. Grab your bearings. Put your palms into a fist. And tense yourself up real good. Breathe deeply. Deeper, deeper. And exhale. Let it go. Shake it off a little bit. And get ready for more. Because I believe that if you're listening to this, there is a deeper reason than synchronicity, than convenience, than preference. You are being drawn to particular words and instructions that don't have a mandatory effect. They have a curious and mysterious effect that allow you to cultivate and create the control panel of your life. If you're listening to this, I know that you are a leader. You are a leader stepping up to the plate. You are ahead of the game. You are always on time in your life. So as you wake up, born again every single morning after some good sleep, you get to shake up the world by your being. And you can bring the world the same things that you've been bringing all these years. Or you can begin to shake things up a little bit. You can begin to bring new energy to the table by starting fresh, sure. But also, you can help with neurogenesis by doing something different. Brushing your teeth with your non-dominant hand. Dancing when you don't usually dance in the kitchen. Making up songs, taking a different route to your everyday errands. Going to a different store. All these little things help your energy recapitulate. And the more conscious you are of these previously on to now here we are, you'll realize more and more how malleable, how plastic reality is. If you're tired of something you see on a particular channel in your television, you just change the channel. You channel surf. And now that we use all these apps, you go to a different app or you switch your device up. You can go from a really dark and mysterious television show to a light-hearted, hilarious show. You can go back and forth based on how you feel in the moment. And sometimes we get stuck in a binge, and the binge may not be a particularly happy one. And then you're like, why do I feel depressed? Well, you've been watching a show that's really good, but really depressing. And I think there's art in that type of storytelling. And as a storyteller, I do believe balance is necessary. That's why binging is great, because you can get an entire, you know, 6 years of storylines in a few weeks. Ain't that something? But in our life, in our everyday, I think it's important to balance out the humor with the seriousness. Celebrate with ease. Reconnect, be the breeze. Inhale mortality with an ounce of true courage. Derail negativity off its tracks. Prevail like the sage your mama knew you were when you were born. Eyes older than your age. Cage rattled? No. Cage broken. Shackles on the ground like a great sorcerer. Is there an anticipation to the rate at which your vibration rises? Take a look and take those noses out the books. And let the hook of fulfillment ring in inspiration. At the core, silence is the way to quick clarification. Your declaration must stand tall. Like Lady Liberty. Exercise your freedom with love. Obey nativity. Your abilities are forged with divine privilege, bestowed from the most ancient, active, royal bloodline. Why is this important? As a leader, you're constantly walking through conflict. That's what you do as a leader, though it may look like you're strolling through the park smelling the roses. Recapitulation helps you unravel, untether the frustrations and the conflict that we all have as human beings. But now you're more accessible. You're more free to give the gift and to come from this powerful force that you were born with in order to help the world heal and to bloom, starting with yourself and the community around you that just expands to the whole planet. You have to learn to courageously face your fears and situations that would have rattled you before, so those around you can get emotional stability from you. This helps develop your own strength, because leaders push others to become more than they thought possible. They show people their own inner strength. And most of the time, people did not realize that that inner strength was in them the whole time. It's those beautiful aha moments that create a paradigm shift in people. If you've ever gone to a huge success convention, whether it's a network marketing or some sort of award ceremony, the testimony of people succeeding is so vast and grand. It is huge, and it's by design so that you can see somebody who you may judge as lower than you having succeeded, so that you may say, well, if that person can do it, then I can do it. Now I was listening to a 10X conference with Russell Brunson, Grant Cardone's 10X conference. And our ClickFunnels guy, Russell Branson, is talking about the times where he looked on stage, like John Reese, and being like, wait, he made $1 million in one day? That means I can do it. And for him, it wasn't, I can make $1 million in one day too, because that belief has to grow. It's, I can make it a goal to make $1 million in 1 year. And it took Russell Brunson 3 years to clear that $1 million mark in 12 months. Point is, these leaders, these people in the forefront that decided to just try it and succeeded and then became so good at it, have given us that aha, it might be possible for me. And you might be in a place where you still don't feel like it's possible for you, but as long as you stay in the playing field, you stay in this arena where these conversations are happening, your success is inevitable. Stick and stay, you will absolutely get your rewards. Or, as the rhyme goes, stick and stay, you'll get your pay. That pay is a metaphor for whatever desire you're trying to materialize and to realize. So, imagine being in a dark room with a group of people, and somebody takes a moment to think, to look around, to feel around, because it is dark, and one person lights a torch. Everyone else in that group of people is eager to follow the one shining the light. Eager to follow. Who is shining that light? Is it you? Are you that way sure? Is there something in your heart that you have cultivated that you are now more and more comfortable speaking to and about? Do you need a little extra push to actually begin speaking out loud and blessing the world with your words and your thoughts and your voice and ideas? I've read that most people aren't visionaries. They don't invest time thinking about the future and creating paths for others to navigate the future successfully. That's still about service. Service to many leads to greatness, and a leader is thinking about how he can serve others even if he doesn't have a following. What has that leader mastered? What has that leader's path led him to find? Because leaders take paths that others aren't willing to, therefore they can say, now it's safe to take this path. I took it. And this is what happened to me. I got beat up. It took me a long time. It was frustrating. But I figured out a way so that you don't have to go through the long route that I took. That's the beauty of reading a book that somebody read, on the success that they've encountered, on the adventure that they took. It's the beauty of watching the hero's journey over and over again in these fictional tales that we read and watch and listen to. Visionaries have spent so much time thinking about the future that they are already living in the future. They have to come back and communicate what's happening in the future for the rest of us. Look at the patterns. Mark Twain said, look at where people are going and get there first. That doesn't mean follow the followers and find a way to get ahead of them. It's look at the patterns. What are people thinking about? What are people feeling about? What is the hot topic? What is missing right now? And what isn't being brought to the marketplace? Now, as a visionary and a leader, you are the one who finds the solutions. When you're a leader, you are managing conflict for as long as you're a leader. And you'll never stop being a leader. It's important to master conflict. Over time, you'll get the hang of it. And like I said, it'll look like you're walking through the park instead of trudging through a battlefield. Part of your job as a leader is to create an environment where it's okay for others to share any thoughts, feelings, fears, and upsets. And because of that, the leader is so fortified and strong that he is able to back that vision. A leader is supposed to sacrifice everything for his people, but it is not a sacrifice because the visionary knows the truth, is walking in the truth of that. So it may look like a sacrifice to the outside world, but in the heart of hearts, what is being done is so, and it is the gift that you get to give as a leader. You glow with this empowerment. Wake up and smell the fresh air. Wake up and smell your life. For the sake of fragrance, no faking, time to be honest. Do you like the scent of how you've been cooking? Have you been stewing, or have you been prepared, smelling like a feast for a king? string together creative thoughts that sting very existence with arousal, a feeling of grateful aliveness, true, blessed, stress removed and tossed to the side like an afterthought. Do you remember your full breath of clarity? So, let's gang up on insecurities, give them a TED talk, slip into motivational act up, speak up, now your tone of voice sparks peace or war. What's your metaphor? Connection and suggestion. See, I'm a metaphor of poetic aggression, symbiotic confessions, revelations of mutual benefit, aesthetic miracle lessons, magnetic blessings, facing you with erratic hunger at first, then dance. Look at you blush, wash off that past, enliven the future and revel in the present. Waking up on purpose. Why not strike a pose, making your love light shine, a rose grown from the concrete. Obscene words, sacred melody. Look up, deep breath, hold, exhale, release. What is love, please? Baby, don't hurt me, is a question and request I've explored since the 90s, but no more suffocating and investigating. I do this for us. Cosmic navigation at its station, divine inhalation, God's vibration, same note, different chord. Natural pupil dilation in the grips of love, in the throes of heaven's blessings. Who do you confide in? How will you choose to show up today, this week? How will your cup of magic flow over? PYOM, bring your own magic beyond the zone of comfort. Talent is benign compared to your presence. Who are you? Who knows you? Mastery's around the corner. Make your choice of blessing, currently revealing and exposing the echoes of your soul. Don't stop. Keep revealing the fuel that drives a perpetual mission in your life. The snap of clarity that you can press upon the mundane of everyday stuff. Everyday scuff, though tough at times. It's stuff of revelation, unknown to the world, but exposed to your aggravation when meditation just won't click. Observe and blast off like a mason, free, kind. Find the rose, hold the cross, reclaim your temple without regard. Without regard of the world you thought you lived in, sacred and obscene. Divine and yet profane, feel a fire at the base of your spine. Always full of love and kindness, humble as perceived by your maker. You strike as the iron is hot, flight is beyond imagination. Give up the fight and simply win. Remember that. Yes, yes, remember that. Your life is in constant production of the glory of divinity. In the book, The Science of Getting Rich, it is strongly stated that God is living through us in order to experience our divine ingredient through us. God made all of life so that we may experience every aspect and facet with free will, with choice. But all in all, everything is divinity. Now, I don't want to go too deep into this because the conversation can get dark and existential and confusing. So let's look at this awareness, consciousness, and free will and know that the power is there for you to allow God to experience the best of the best, the climb up the top of the mountain, the fall back a few miles, a few rungs, the rock bottom, the getting up again, the perseverance, the hero's journey is not just a saying. It's not just a feel good or a construct or a way to make stories happen. The hero and the heroine's journey are essential to our psyche. With that frame of mind, with that spin, that can be fun. You can start to course correct. You can start to interrupt patterns, to bring forth a new result by acting a little bit different, by trying different things that then expose you to things that light up your soul that you had no idea would light up your soul. And this is a little silly example of something I've been thinking about and that I noticed about myself. Back in 2013, I was not a fan of country music at all. Maybe I liked some of the mainstream songs like Need You Now by Lady Antebellum, now for Taya called Lady A. And I found myself watching the Country Music Awards, the CMAs, and I saw all these young country artists and older country artists, and there was a reverence to the older, and there was a youthfulness and funness and silliness to the young country artists, and it felt like a whole community. And as time went on, I liked it. I started to really like the music, which was a huge shift in my preference of music. And in 2015, when my brother-in-law passed away and I was helping my sister through her grieving process, we ended up doing a lot of karaoke. And I truly believe that Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, and a few other country artists helped open up my voice, helped me tap into an energy that lit me up. So now in this year of 2022, I was putting a playlist together, and I listened to music from 2016, country songs, top 100 billboards, and just picking and choosing what songs really resonated the most. And I was just so lit up, and this awareness came to me that is an example of what a huge shift, something that I thought I would never like, has brought an immense amount of joy and light into my life, because I get to choose and pick and explore and find out what works for me, what lights me up. And I know a lot of people still don't like country, but I love the artistry. I love the camaraderie. I love the connection. And I've heard from many country artists in the industry that there's nothing like it. The rock, the rap, it doesn't feel like the type of family that it feels like in the country segment of things. So you get to create a revival for your life. You get to, previously on your life, you get to look back at the things that you really love. You get to redefine who you are in this moment. And the tool for you to take with you is that you can recapitulate. You can remove the charges energetically, emotionally, psychologically from times when the energy took away from you. Bring your energy back, become that vital force of life, and reign supreme. Visionaries are time travelers. They travel to the future, not to just see what's gonna happen, but they are fabricating and generating that future within their imagination. They're meditating, sitting down, and figuring out a plan on how to get there. They're going to have to network. They're going to have to connect with other people. They're going to have to open their minds. But first, you cultivate your you. And you write it out. Then you find a way to start speaking about it, maybe with a friend. Maybe an idea comes together and you start a podcast together. You start a weekly call together. You start a weekly meeting. Or you go to meetings that already exist and you see what's possible. But what you desire to live, what you desire to create, is inevitable. And I truly hope that this tool of recapitulation opens your eyes to new possibilities. New possibilities of healing. Healing trauma. Healing charges that you didn't even know you were still holding on to. I mean, this is one of the biggest detriments, that you think you've let shit go, but then it rears its ugly head. And you're like, what the heck? I thought I worked through that. Did you? Did you sit down and go through a process? Did you take the inventory to check back in with anything that can still claw back into your energetic field? That's the thing. And then you have to take the time, you know? Is your life worth taking the time to take care of these very important things? Taking an inventory of your life every month, every week, every year, whatever works for you, so that you can then recapitulate and own yourself, sovereign onto yourself, honoring life on earth, healing your lineage. This is why we are here. Roll up your sleeves and taste the air. The blinders are off, but you must open more than just your eyes. Heart and mind and spirit await your consent and command. Hasn't the stirring gotten loud enough yet? Because, hey, this is a beautiful ride. This is important because if you've noticed the patterns of life, noticed the patterns of living, regardless of how old you may be, the patterns reveal that stuff will always come up. As long as you are alive, the drama and the plot twists are never ending. You can have peace, you can have joy, you can have fulfillment, but you must grow to a place of full acceptance, a place of improvisation. And these tools give you that. These tools clean you up for whatever life may bring at any given moment. You never know what'll knock on your door on a Tuesday night at 9 p.m. or what a 4 a.m. phone call may bring. You never know what type of accidents you have to be prepared to take charge of in the moment with your full heart. With all your passion to do what you must in that moment to make sure that you can maneuver through conflict, through chaos, that you can navigate how a navigator's supposed to navigate. And it's not too fancy, it's just figuring it out in the moment, trusting the inclinations from within your spirit, trusting your intuition, that gut instinct, that heart instinct, that mind instinct, working together for the ultimate fruition of that which you desire to live. Because it is a ride. It is like a roller coaster. It can be fun, it can be scary, but if you're going on a roller coaster, regardless of how scared you are, you probably feel safe. And perhaps using that as a metaphor for life, faith is that safety harness that makes you feel safe. It can be, at least. In conclusion, a recap, review, recapitulation. Take the great, leave the bad, sew a tapestry of magic, spark elation. You know, few people capture the moment, weaving memories into your heart beyond a picture of torment. So release and be free. Aren't you fond of your destiny? The agony you feel can lead you to your prophecy, so sayonara, agony. And as you persevere, you collect cosmic integrity stones, infinite celestial tones, gift you left yourself for the future now. Solidify your why. The how will reveal itself like magic. This life isn't crazy, it's miraculous. Where you were once hollow, now you're full of it. Full of hope and joy, full of possibility and enchantment, supernatural enhancement. Your soul, spirit, flesh, and blood is potent. Divinity is meant to exude from within you, outward. Remove and blast out these blocks. Stop poisoning your well, because, well, the world needs you now more than ever, and that's just fact, my friend. I urge you to act with rhyme and faith towards your excitement. Express your purpose. Express your purpose. And let it exude from your joy. Let it be defined. And employ all your facilities, faculties that take you to its form and function. Do you have enough spunk to ration? Moderation ain't balance, but it helps with temperance. 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 What is temperance? Remember to give up the fight and simply win. Shift perspectives or stay the same. Be kind to your vessel. Use creative insanity. Insanity equals inside the sanity. Though it looks crazy, it's the minute-to-minute perfect timing energy. Nothing is hidden from what your soul knows is right. Freely expel your sparkle. Glimmer at the thought of your spirit's hustle. Does life make you happy? Look at the before and after. I dare you. I dare you. I double dog dare you to marvel at the destiny in your story. It is revealed now in this moment. Just remember to check in previously on your life. Now, it is my privilege to be able to end this episode any which way I am inspired to do so. And today I would like to end it with a tune, with a melody, with a song, sung originally by John C. Reilly from the film Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story. I'd like to take a few words from the final song of that movie, because I think it rings true to what we've been talking to and the perspective we can take for living this glorious life that we've been granted. And then in the end, it's family and friends. Loving yourself, but not only yourself. It's about the good walk and the hard walk and the people you make smile. It's about making little music every day till you die. It's a beautiful ride. This concludes the very special comeback episode of the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. I am honored to be your grateful host. My name is Jonathan Navi, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Stay tuned for some special words from myself, and we'll catch you on the next episode of the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. It is an honor and a privilege to thank you for tuning into your favorite podcast about miracles. As a reminder, our episodes will now be released every Sunday morning for you, and you can listen to this at any given time throughout your week. You can always visit us on Instagram at Wake Up Smell Miracles or our Facebook page, the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast page, and you can visit our sponsors and content creators on Instagram at True Freedom Media, at God Meets Goddess, at the Leading Man Initiative. And if you want to contact me directly, you can find me on Instagram at Inception Saints. And I always encourage you to join the conversation. Tell us how these words are affecting your life. Ask questions. Spread the word. In deep, deep reverence and gratitude for being able to be here with you and to share these moments. My name is Jonathan Navi, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast.